Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 72. We're going for our fundamental scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory, if you keep the focus on what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. No, we refuse to believe in vain, because we're keeping the focus on the main thing. And what is the main thing? For I delivered unto you that which I also received. First of all, how that Christ died. The priority of the gospel is what? First of all, how that Christ died. So we're looking at the crucifixion. The crucifixion. And before we got here, when we're going to talk about the crucifixion, we looked at Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, his agony and all that. That was where the real battle began. Now we are at the place where the disciples were looking at the disciples and what was happening to them, because many of them deserted him when he was crucified. They were afraid. Maybe they thought it was about them. They didn't know it was all about Christ, and Christ was going to change something. He is going to change up. He is going to deal with them. What has brought man down? What has hurt man? What has bound the man? Which is spiritual death. Jesus zeroed in on spiritual death. That was why he was here, to be our substitute. Okay. So when Jesus hung there, there were some strange phenomena that happened. And the first thing that they witnessed was that Luke 23:44 says, and now when it was about the sixth hour, it said a darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. What was that? What was that? The whole creation had gone into mourning. The whole creation was mourning. Why? Because the creator himself, the one who created them, is at the cross and is dying. So why would they go into mourning? The one who created them, the one who created the stars, the one who created the sea, the one who created the land, the one who created all things, he is now hanging naked on the cross. Hanging naked on the cross. The creator himself, Jehovah himself, was hanging naked on the cross. And that was why there was darkness, according to Luke 23:44. Darkness from the sixth hour till the ninth hour. 3 hours of total darkness, blackness. And this was not the time for darkness yet. So it was so obvious that something had happened. Imagine suddenly when the sun is not shining, suddenly total darkness, like an eclipse. The whole land is in darkness, because the whole creation is mourning. They are mourning. Stars mourning. Sun mourning. Moon mourning. They were all in mourning. I'm sure angels mourning, because God himself was dying on the cross. And listen, he had become a substitute for falling man. Falling man. Now, falling man who is in darkness, God has come and said, I am coming to be in the darkness so that you'll be free from this darkness. It's an amazing thing. It's so, so amazing. Look at the love of God. Can you look at the love of God? You are so blessed by